it's getting harder to follow Christ in India. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Morningstar News reports the number of attacks on Christians is up by about 67% since 2014. Faith-based organizations say it's becoming increasingly difficult to work within the country. Joe Handley says Asian Access's approach makes a difference.
We're less at risk because we're more about leader development. And secondly, we're starting to develop more sustainable systems.
Asian Access provides leadership development training throughout Asia. Believers are taught how to lead and how to make their work sustainable.
Less resources are necessary from outside the country so that more can be deployed just internally.
Please pray for the development of Christian leaders in India. And less than 1% of the deaf community in the U.S. are attending a church at least once a year. Deaf Bible Society's J.R. Bucklew says a major reason is because of a lack of access to a sign language Bible and devotionals. Deaf Bible started creating one-minute daily devotional videos in sign languages. Instagram TV has helped this project grow. Bucklew says Deaf Bible hopes others will replicate what they're doing.
We sort of hope for real organic development of engagement resources coming from deaf churches and deaf leaders and deaf people to where it gets to the point where we're just one of a thousand. We want to see the deaf church take ownership of engaging their people. That would be a really amazing outcome for us, which is why we continue to change the way we do the videos.
To help Deaf Bible engage with the Word, head to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year to help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get yours at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.